This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. John Shane has become a regular fixture in the Durham music scene since he moved here to attend college in the mid-1980s. He's recorded several albums, including three, in the past 5 years. John's latest record represents a little detour in the career of this singer-songwriter. Reupholstered was an idea that he and producer Jackson Hall dreamed up. It has John recording covers from genres that he's not exactly known for. And lately, he's been drawn to more traditional music, teaming up with fellow musician Joe Newberry. John Shane and Joe Newberry are here to talk about their upcoming album. Fiddler and mandolin player Ecky Hines is with them as well for some brand new music and some conversations about covers, etc. Welcome to the show. Good to have you all back.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Frank.
Thanks for having me again.
Our pleasure. John, before we talk about the upcoming record with Joe, tell us about Reupholstered, the idea of doing these covers.
Yeah, so my friend Jackson Hall, who has been a collaborator with me before, writing songs and producing a few albums with me, came up with this idea that he would assign me a song once a month for a year, and at the end of the year, we would have an album's worth of material. I was discouraged to veto anything, but I did veto one song, so there are 11 songs on the record.
All right now, which one?
The one that got vetoed was by XTC, I believe. The music really spans. It goes from like the 1920s. There's a Mississippi John Hurt song on there all the way up to the 2000s with Elliot Smith and Frazee Ford. Was that her name?
Frazee. You can even pronounce her names, and yet you took them on. That's courage.
You know, yeah, exactly. There are people, a lot of the songs I did not even know.
There's a Hank Williams song that you covered.
And that's the one we're going to play for you, actually.
You're going to play that. Well, why don't we do that? We'll talk a little bit more about it, but let's talk about that when we're done.
Yeah,
play the song.
Of the many Hank Williams songs out there, this is one I had never heard before. It's kind of a train song called The California Zephyr.
And a mandatory banjo warning. the banjo is like nuclear deterrent. You pray you never have to use it, but here we are.
From the Great Salt Lake of Utah to California's Golden Shore, Colorado and Nevada, to the desert's burning door. See a circling duty cane, hear that whistle scream. It's the California Zephyr, the Union Pacific Queen. See her rocking and rolling as she rambles on away. She left L.A. this morning, burning down the right of way. In the distance, hear her moaning, hear that whistle scream. It's California Zephyr, the Union Pacific Queen.
Take it, Joe. Watches swing and sway, and way out in the darkness, see that headlight gleam. It's a California Zephyr, the Union Pacific Queen. Salt Lake of Utah to California's Golden Shore, Colorado and Nevada, to the desert's burning door. See a circling through the canyons, hear that whistle scream. It's a California Zephyr, the Union Pacific Queen. It's a California Zephyr, the Union Pacific Queen.
And there you have John Shane, Joe Newberry, and Ecky Hines performing a cover of Hank Williams' California Zephyr. John's going to be performing and teaching at a guitar camp tomorrow, Shared Visions Retreat Center in Durham. So you think of Hank Williams, these are the most singable, kind of the most melodic, wonderful tunes in the world. Are there like traps? Is there a reason that a good singer-songwriter would never touch a Hank Williams song? I mean, I'm just wondering if there's something scary and tricky about...
He's fair game.
Yeah,
The thing about Hank Williams or a Bob Dylan or anything, it's like the way that they write opens you up for interpretations.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing... It'd be a lot harder to cover a song by Yes or somebody like that.
Yeah, and then you'd have to figure out why.
Yeah, exactly.
Forgive me. See, there we go. All the Yes fans, the email box, the inbox is now full.
There go the phones. Yeah.
That's from the banjo player, folks. Tell us about this new album now, Joe. You're working with John on this thing. Tell us about this new endeavor.
We, John and I first played music together for a benefit that Danny Gotham, our friend, put together. And we just had a ball playing together. And my songwriting is much more it's much more traditional. I say that I build on a foundation of traditional music, but build my own house. And so John and I decided to start trying to work together and write some songs. And it's a blast because I'm stretching sort of outside of my box, and that's always a good thing to do.
Yeah. How about you? In the singer-songwriterly tradition, we can hear folk and blues and country as kind of pretty closely related. How much of a stretch is this for you, John?
It's not a stretch to play with Joe because he's so easy to play with.
Stop. Yeah. as he waggles his finger, stop.
No, we both do our finger-picking thing. I'm probably a little bit more of a blues player, but there's so much common ground.
Yeah.
We tend to write in styles on our own that are, people can identify as us. But together, I think we're coming up with some interesting stuff that's a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, we'll be the judge of that. Can we hear something now from the upcoming album?
This one we have a good time with. I like to say it has everything you want in a folk song. It has some Spanish words. It has animals. And God help us, it has yodeling.
Oh.
It's got a little Marty Robbins feel.
Yodeling, but I see no banjo in this one.
I can't do it all.
There's actually a North Carolina statute against yodeling and playing banjo at the same time.
I dreamt of lobos, just me and the lobos last night. We played guitars and fiddles in the moonlight. Someone joined in and asked me the name of this song. Well, I had no answer, but I told them it wouldn't be long. I dreamt of gatos, just me and Los Gatos last night. They pulled on my pant leg and pounced on the bed sheets all night. I asked them for peace, was this something that I'd done wrong? They grinned like the Cheshire and told me it wouldn't be long. Dreamt of a burro, I was riding a burro last night, tracing the lip of a canyon, it filled me with fright. I prayed to Francisco, my stubborn old burro was strong. I asked when we'd reached the bottom, he said it wouldn't be long. Thank you.
dreamt of El Gallo just being El Gallo last night. We sat and played poker and waited for morning's first light. I asked him politely three times when he'd crow the dawn. He threw aces and eights and he told me it wouldn't be long.
Everybody.
Ole.
It is new music entitled It Wouldn't Be Long. John Shane and Joe Newberry with Ecky Hines on the fiddle for that tune. You didn't tell us there'd be a dream of a man on a burro in there as well.
Well, you have to leave something for the imagination.
We're sending that in for analysis. Hey, Joe, you just got back from a gig with Garrison Keillor and Prairie Home Companion, and you're going to be with him for his show here at DPAC, too,
I'm
right?
going to join him for a couple, I think. It's been a fun thing the last few years to go up and work with Garrison.
He's still doing it. It's still
there is nobody like him.
Isn't that amazing?
He's really good at it.
He's bringing it, but of course, he's still Garrison, and that's a good thing. But he's also bringing in a lot of great talent around him and showcasing even the new and up and coming talent.
It's a mixture of fun and terrifying all at once.
Is it still scary? Because you've done it a few times. Do you get scared? It's only radio, man.
I'm not scared, but I'm very aware.
Yeah.
And I don't allow myself to think how many people are on the other side of the microphone. Because if I do, then that gets a little scary.
Can I get you to play one more song?
Yes, of course.
Right now, and then that'll leave us time to play even a second song to play us out. So play this one now, and we'll come back and talk.
This is a gospel tune that we put together.
It's a Carter family song that the Carter family did not write. But John came to us with the notion of At the Foot of Sinai.
Wandering in the desert, waiting to be free. 40 years require, 40 years decree. Slavery and bondage shed like a tired skin. Raw and new underneath, ready to begin. At the foot of Sinai we gather to meet our fate with open arms. But we could not bear the wait, and the waiting was so long. We won't be made to wander evermore. We sheltered our eyes from the Lord's power. 40 years aspire, 40 years in love. No matter how we saw elusive Zion, in the desert we were the sea. At the foot of Sinai we gather to meet our fate with open arms. When we cannot bear the weight and the waiting seems so long, we won't be made to wander evermore. Wander even to this day, but the ark of God is full of promise, and the lamp of Zion shines to light the way. At the foot of Sinai we gather to meet our fate with open arms. When we cannot bear the weight and the waiting seems so long, we won't be made to wander evermore. When we cannot bear the weight and the waiting seems so long, we won't be made to wander evermore.
At the foot of Sinai, John Shane, Joe Newberry, and Ecky Hines, Triangle artists working on a brand new album. Great song. I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but first I'm going to tell everybody where you're going to be.
Yeah.
So John Chain's album of covers, Reupholstered, that was released in June. They got a new album coming up with Joe Newberry. Stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, John's going to be performing tomorrow, Shared Visions Retreat Center in Durham and Carborough's Cat's Cradle on March 6th. And since you missed all that, you should go to our website, stateofthings.org. It is a program produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley's our engineer. Al Widarski helped out today. Jess Clark's our intern. Brent Wolf is WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Once again, John Chain, Joe Newberry, and Eggie Hines.
Yeah. We'll leave you with this tune, Seven Thieves. Seven thieves around the fire. Woo! Out of time for one gets burned. You better know your demons. They know you by your name. You better know your demons. They know you by your name. Might be one face in the mirror, but they're with you just the same.
Let's hear that fiddle, Eki.